This is Father David Sellery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's Focus Perspective. Dear friends, like their view of the world, the art of the Middle Ages was flat. The Bayeux tapestry, the windows of Notre Dame, the early Giottos, they're all lovely, but they're flat. Their renderings have height and width, but they lack depth. The medieval minds could not convey to the hand the three-dimensional reality of the world around it. With the Renaissance came the rediscovery of classical perspective, and the beauty of Da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Raphael exploded. In this week's Gospel, Jesus is opening our eyes to the dimensional reality of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Not one God in three parts, not three gods in one, but one God in three persons. And the essence of God is love. While the three divine persons that inhabit God are defined by their loving relationship, creator, redeemer, sanctifier, they cannot be separated because there's nothing that separates them. They're consubstantial. That is, they each exist totally within the other. And while each is introduced to us sequentially in Scripture, there's no chronological divide. Each always was and always will be one and entire God. There's a charming story of St. Patrick explaining the Trinity by illustrating three leaves united in one shamrock. Yes, it's a charming story, but it's totally flawed. You see, plants can be dissected. The atom can be split. Neither term applies to the one true triune God. The three persons embody the creation and transmission of love, the essence of God. It's a perspective infinitely more profound and infinitely more puzzling than the simple geometric reality of height, width, and depth. Addressing the complexity of this ultimate mystery, St. Bernard explains, how can plurality consist with unity, or unity with plurality? To examine the fact closely is rashness. To believe it is piety. To know it is life, and life eternal. We're well into John's Gospel, and the young Jesus is already talking about his departure. For chapter after chapter, he tells the disciples that he loves them, but he must leave them. He's here on a mission, and yes, his time is limited. He must return to the Father, but not to worry. His race is a relay. The Holy Spirit will take the baton from Jesus and stay with us to the end. My friends, on this Trinity Sunday, I find comfort in this analogy. The creator of the universe is the ultimate leadoff. The Redeemer then rallies God's people, taking on our sins, energizing and empowering us with his grace. Then, running the anchor leg, the Holy Spirit abides with us and carries us home to glory. It's reported that Thomas Jefferson went through his copy of the New Testament with a razor, cutting out all of Christ's miracles, claims of divinity, and allusions to the Trinity. In John's Gospel, well, it's like editing out all of the consonants and leaving only the vowels. Without the divinity of Jesus and the mystery of the Trinity, we're left with meaningless gibberish. But from beginning to end, John gives us the whole Gospel: vowels, consonants, miracles, the divine Jesus, and yes, a Holy Trinity. To illustrate his theme, John gives great care to the connections and transitions of Father to Son and Son to Holy Spirit. The verbal and conceptual beauty of John 1:1 has never been surpassed. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It's just as lovely in Latin, in principio erit verbum. But whatever the language, the real beauty is inherent in its introduction of the mystery of the Trinity. Jesus, God and man, is, was, and always will be one with the Father. This sublime introduction to the divinity of Jesus and his continuity with the Father, well, it's a tough act to follow. No wonder Jesus takes almost 8 chapters of John to make his long goodbye. And in his protracted valedictory, Jesus continues to reveal the mystery of the Trinity over and over. He's returning to the Father and invoking the Holy Spirit. The circle is unbroken, and we're never abandoned. My friends, we live always and entirely in the love of God. We're created by the love of the Father. We're redeemed by the love of the Son. We're preserved by the love of the Holy Spirit. That's the dimensional perspective of the gospel. That's the sublime beauty of one living God in three divine persons. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter. God love you.